Okay, yesterday we were learning about the ksuba, a lost ksuba, a ksuba with a mistake in it. And then we were discussing in the chuppah, the reason why you read the ksuba under the chuppah is just to be able to separate between the two halves of a wedding, the kedushin and the nisuin, which in the time of the Gemara was a year apart. Now we do it together. So therefore, to make a break between the two parts, we actually read the ksuba, okay?
Why are they honoring somebody with that? If it's not a big deal. They usually call it Rosh Yeshiva.
Like we said yesterday, because they're the ones that could read it. It's in Aramaic without vowels, and there's no transliteration.
But there's no honor to it, right? It's not like...
Today in the world is considered a very big honor, because it means you're a prominent person that could read it. Officially, it's not. In the time of the Gemara, it wasn't a very big thing. Okay, next is like this. A Kohen, somebody who's a Kohen, is not allowed to marry a number of women. Okay, it's basically a Pasuk in Chumash. So the Pasuk says, Isha Zayna v'chalala lo yikachu, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. Which means, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a woman who is divorced. He's not allowed to marry a Zayna, and I'll translate what that means. It doesn't mean a prostitute. It means a whole different thing. Chalala, Chalutza, and various different things. That's biblical. Now, what it means is like this. A woman who is divorced from her husband is not allowed to marry a Kohen, period. If they do, they're not allowed to stay married together. They have to divorce. Their child would not be a mamzer because it's not capital punishment. It's only a negative commandment. But that Kohen would not be allowed to get an aliyah's Kohen. He would not allow to do Birchat Kohanim. He wouldn't be able to duchen. He loses his status for a Kohen if he marries a divorcee. Another thing, another person a Kohen is not allowed to marry, which is a very complicated issue in today's world, and that is, he cannot marry a Zayna. What does a Zayna mean? A woman who had relations with somebody she would not be allowed to marry. That means any woman that had relations with somebody she would not be allowed to marry, and I'll tell you in a second who that is, that makes it what's called a Zayna. Okay? And therefore, she cannot marry a Kohen. That means if a woman had relations with a non-Jew, because you're not allowed to marry a non-Jew, so therefore, that would be considered making her a Zayna. She had relations with a guy even once, when she was 12 even. She had relations with a guy, she would be called a Zayna. If a woman had incest, God forbid, but whoever it was, she wouldn't be allowed to marry a Kohen.
Whether it was halfaught or not.
What?
Whether it was halfaught or not.
A woman who was raped, God forbid. Not only that, it goes much worse than that, by the way. A Mrs. Kohen, who God forbid, was raped by somebody, she has to divorce herself from her husband. Why? Because bottom line is, she had relations with somebody she wouldn't be allowed to marry. She's a married woman. She cannot marry that guy. The din is, even if she was, God forbid, raped, that means a woman, single woman, yeah, who's, God forbid, raped by a guy, she cannot marry a Kohen.
Even if she was forced.
That's what rape means. Now, what happens if a Jewish girl lived with a Jewish boy? Like today, everybody lives living with each other. So that, if the guy's Jewish and not a brother or a father, you know, somebody she wouldn't be allowed to marry, so she would be allowed to marry a Kohen because she's not a Zayna. She didn't have relations with somebody she wouldn't be allowed to marry. This guy she could marry. So it would not render her a Zayna. A Kohen cannot marry a Chalala. What is a Chalala? A Chalala is an offshoot of a Kohen with a forbidden marriage. Let's say, for instance, if a Kohen is married to a divorcee or to a Zayna, and they have a daughter, full-fledged Jew, no mamzer, no nothing, but she's a chalala, and therefore she cannot marry a kohen. A woman when, you know, yibum, the brother does without kids. So nowadays we don't do yibum, we do chalitza, you know, with the shoe and the spitting and the whole thing. She cannot marry a kohen. What?
Does the son of that forbidden marriage, does he become a regular kohen again?
No, he's not a kohen. But he can marry a bas kohen. She cannot marry a kohen. She's, so to speak, blemished. Now, there's another interesting halacha. A lot of people are unaware of this, but this is midrabanan and only lachatchila. A kohen cannot marry a woman whose father is not Jewish. The mother's 100% Jewish. Mother's 100% Jewish. The father's not Jewish. They had a daughter. A kohen can lachatchila not marry that daughter. If they didn't know and they got married, they don't have to divorce. All the others, Zaina, Chalala, Grusha, all those women that if a kohen marries her, they have to divorce. If it's a girl whose father is not Jewish, so then they're not allowed to get married, midrabanan, but if they did, they don't have to divorce. What?
Is a kohen supposed to marry a betula?
No, only a kohen gadol. Kohen gadol has to marry Isha b'fsula yikach. So that's a very big problem, by the way. In today's world, when you have a lot of Bali tshuva, and you have a kohen, let's say it was a Baal tshuva, yeah, and he wants to marry a girl, and today's, a lot of them were on campuses, and who knows who they were with, you know, it's a very, very big issue.
In case of these tragedies in Europe, when there was a pogrom and somebody violated the wife of a kohen, they would divorce, and what would they do with the children? Historically, what did they do?
What would you do in any divorce? Now, it's interesting, in halacha, I'm not talking about civil law now. In halacha, what is a family, God forbid, that gets divorced? Who gets the kids? So the halacha is very clear. And boys go to the father, girls go to the mother. Any kid under 6 goes to the mother. Because under 6, the mother needs to take care of the kids. Don't rely on the father. But the boys go to the, let's see if they're teenagers or whatever. Halachically, the boys go to the father, the girls go to the mother. It's not done today because it's a whole different...
No intermediate provision under those tragedies?
No, no.
There would be a real divorce.
Yep. It was a very big issue. Nowadays, it's a kohenim that a Bali tshuva has a lot of problems getting married, to find a girl that's kosher to marry a kohen. She doesn't have to be a psula, she has to be a virgin, but she has to be somebody that was never with the guy. That, you know, could be a problem in today's world. Okay, so a kohen, so again, a kohen cannot marry any of these different types of women biblically or rabbinically, again, if the father's a guy.
And a divorcee is also kohen gadol? A kohen can marry a divorcee?
For sure not.
So
a kohen gadol.
No. A regular kohen can marry a divorcee.
No.
Okay, so you just said that if a girl lives with a boy.
But they never were married, so they don't need a get.
But they live together.
That doesn't make her. It's what's called znus. It's not marriage. They wouldn't need a get. If they had a civil marriage, then there's a question. Let me tell you what's going on in the world today, okay? Israelis come to America, they want to get a green card. In order to get a green card, if you're married, you can get it much quicker, okay? They find a girl somewhere, they pay her a few bucks, they go for a marriage license, civil marriage license. Most of the time, after the court, they go their own way. She got her money. That's it. They're okay. Now, the question is that couple need a get. That's the scenario one. Scenario two, a boy and girl live together and they have a civil marriage. Now, is that enough of a halachic marriage? Because now they're living together as husband and wife. If you live together as they say in America, boyfriend, girlfriend, then it's not for the sake of marriage. It's for the sake of znus. Right? If they have a civil marriage, it's a big machlekes in halacha today if you need a get or not. Or I'll give you another example. A girl was married to someone, we were talking last night, not according to halacha. We don't want to classify Jews over here. A girl was married not according to halacha. Okay, no kosher witnesses, wasn't done properly, but they had a chuppah, you know, with a non-religious person. Now, they break up. And this girl wants to marry a kohen. So there's a problem over here. L'chatchila, you should get a get. It's a catch-22 scenario, because if she gets a get, then she can't marry the kohen. So what you do, you need to find rabbanim that do gittin to paskin she doesn't need a get. They paskin the now. Sometimes they say, okay, luchumne, go get a get. You know, just to play it safe. In this case, they would paskin you don't need a get. And again, every case is it's not a blanket statement, but they would have to rule that the lady doesn't need a get because in Shnorch it says that a kohen can't even marry a woman that has what's called a reyach haget, even a smell of a get. A get was given on a doubt, or this or that. A kohen can't marry her. What?
Well, I thought there were three signs of marriage. One was shata, one was kinyan, and one was living together.
No. Kesef, shtar, and bia.
Right.
Bia, though, that they're doing it the same kedushin. With Eidei Yichud, witnesses that have to see them going into the house.
If they're doing the Zrut?
It's not.
Well, does Eidei have to be designated, or can they say, well, there were people saw us going there?
Well, that's Shailen Aloha. That's very complicated. You know, there has to be dealt exactly. Every case is a different. One slight detail can change the case completely. You know. Okay, let's just start the next thing. Any woman that was widowed or divorced or converted, I'm saying this for a reason, cannot marry another woman. I'm sorry. Wrong one. Wrong setting. She cannot marry another man for 92 days. A woman who was divorced or widowed, okay, the husband died or divorced her, she cannot get married for 92 days. The same then applies if she converted. Now today you'll find a lot of rabbis, including Orthodox rabbis, that will be Megayah the woman in the morning and they'll do the wedding that day. Which in truth is completely against halach. Yeah, there's leniencies you take. Okay, anyways, too late to get into now. So Mitzvah tomorrow night, we'll talk more about it. But halachically, these cases, a woman widowed, or what's the issue? Because a woman can have a baby after 7 months or 9 months. In the time of the Gemara, a baby that was born eight months was a dead body. You couldn't even desecrate Shabbos. It was a definite dead body. It was either after 7 months or 9 months. Nowadays, because of medicine, even the eighth month they can live. So now, if a woman got divorced, okay, and now she married somebody else right away, and then she has a baby 9 months later, 7 months later, we don't know, is it from the first husband or is it from the second husband?
How you can find out.
So how do you find out? You take a pregnancy test. If she's not pregnant, so obviously she's not pregnant. But I told you DNA doesn't work. Okay, to be continued.